Before we start some of the points from yesterday's lecture, where the title was, can we benefit from the dead? The Shaykh mentioned that one of the things was that the living can benefit from the dead, and the dead can benefit to the living, and then the dead and the living can benefit either way. Also, the Shaykh mentioned that most of the proofs are regarding the living who benefit the dead. And there were 15 ahadith which the Shaykh mentioned regarding that subject. Also, the Shaykh mentioned that one of the proofs, or two of the proofs, were that the dead benefit the living. One of the proofs was Surah Qaf, Surah Kaf, Ayah 82, and Surah Baqarah, Ayah 266. Without no delay, inshallah, I'll hand the mic to Shaykh Muhammad, who will do his lecture regarding the ruling on the one who says that Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are one.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, who listens here in Coventry or over the internet, we are today, the Friday, the 12th of Sha'ban, 1431 in the Hijra calendar, corresponding 16th of July 2010. We gather once again here in Coventry, United Kingdom, to discuss this important issue. Is Allah and His Messenger one? Can two be one? Can any two be one? Can you be him? No one can be anyone. Everyone is everyone. That is amongst human. What about Allah and His creation? This is known as Wahdatul Wujud. And this is one of the beliefs of the deviant sects who went absolutely out of the boundaries of Islam. Who believes that Allah Ta'ala can join any of his creation in their bodies. And that is of course wrong. And for us to know, as I always هذا السؤال الكبير وهو هل الله ومحمد شيء واحد؟ هل أنت هذا وهل هذا أنت؟ فأجاب بلا، إذ لا يمكن لاثنين أن يكونا واحدا، فكيف بالله عز وجل الخالق يكون هو عين المخلوق؟ فإن هذه هي فكرة عقيدة وحدة الوجود. أو عقيدة الحلول والاتحاد إن صح التعبير، الحلول والاتحاد، أي أن الله يحل في بعض خلقه، وهذه هي عقيدة أهل الباطل، مثل ابن عربي، دلائل طه ابن عربي، ابن عربي بغير أل التعريف، عندنا اثنان ابن عربي، واحد ابن عربي بغير أل التعريف، وهو من رواد فكرة وحدة الوجود والحلول والاتحاد، وهو من سكان الشام، والآخر ابن العربي لأل التعريف المالكي الأندلسي، وهو إمام من أئمة أهل السنة والجماعة، وله كتب مشهورة منها العواصم ومن القواصم. We have two Ibn Arabi. One is without Al. Ibn Arabi, like that. And he is one of the founders of the belief of Wahdat al-Wujud. The unity of the universe between, yani, they say that they mean the Creator united in the body of the creation. Naam. وأما الآخر فهو ابن العربي بأل التعريف. الأول, the first one is from الشام, while the second one ابن العربي with أل, he is ابن العربي المالكي الأندلسي, he is from Andalus in Spain. And he is one of the Imams of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He has a book called Al-Awasim min Al-Qawasim. Many books, but this is one of them. للإجابة عن هذا السؤال الذي ذكرناه, هل الله أو ما حكم من يقول إن الله والرسول شيء واحد؟ What is the ruling on one who say that Allah and his messenger is one thing? What is the ruling on that? للإجابة عن هذا السؤال نحتاج إلى شيء من الحديث عن الله وعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والفرق بينهما. To answer this question or to answer, it's too high. To answer this question or to, yeah, to answer this question, we need to talk about Allah and his messenger, and to see if there is any difference between them. أولا, الله خالق وليس بمخلوق. Allah is a creator, and he is not a creation. بينما محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مخلوق وليس بخالق. While Muhammad is a creation, but he is not a creator, he created nothing. نعم. وبالعقل المجرد, and with the just simple thinking, نستطيع أن نصل إلى هذه الحقيقة أن الله خالق ومحمد مخلوق. We can come to this result if we would say that Allah is the creator and Muhammad is the creation. كيف هذا يا إخوان؟ How can that be? من يستطيع أن يقول لنا كيف؟ Who can tell us how? بمجرد تفكير, قليل تفكير بسيط, نصل إلى أن الله خالق ومحمد مخلوق. With little way of thinking, simple way of thinking, we can come to the belief or to the reality, the fact that Allah is the creator and Muhammad is a creation. One of the creative, or the creator that Allah Ta'ala created. Ahsan. One point, good point. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yanam, he sleeps. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yanam. Wallahu la yanam, and Allah never sleep. Right? Ahsan. Ameen. One another sleep. Mumtaz jiddan. This is very good also. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana lahu awlad. Amma Allah laysa lahu awlad. But Allah has no children. Naam? Right. Prophet Muhammad is dead. كما قلنا بالأمس. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد مات وأثبتنا ذلك قبل أمس. Maybe before yesterday. Correct or yesterday? I was yesterday in the first lecture. We prove that Muhammad صحيح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مات. النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بحاجة إلى مساعدة من الله وبحاجة إلى مساعدة العباد أيضا بعد الله عز وجل. قال محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is in need of help of Allah and also the need, he was in need of help of people after the help of Allah تعالى or after the permission of Allah تعالى. صحيح. نعم. أحسن. الله تعالى ذكر ذلك في القرآن أنه خلقه كبشر. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم والبشر مخلوقون. وأما الله فليس بشر. الله تعالى told us in the Quran that he created Muhammad as a mankind, as he said in Surah Al-Kahf, ayah 110. Say, verily I am only a mankind just like any one of you. So he is created, but Allah Ta'ala is never created. طيب هذه كلها تدلنا بأن الله عز وجل خالق وليس بمخلوق وأن محمد مخلوق وليس بخالق وليس هناك اتحاد بين الخالق والمخلوق. There is no combination between the creator and the creator. نعم. Because we already now moved and understood that Allah is the creator, Muhammad is one of the creatures, and there is no combination between the creator and the creature. طيب من الأدلة على أن الله خالق وليس بمخلوق. From the proofs that Allah is the creator and he has never been created. لو قلنا بأن الله مخلوق فمن هو الخالق. If we say that Allah is the creator and was created, then who created him? Who created him? لا جواب. There is no answer. وهذا يكفي. And this is enough. نعم. ولو كان الله لو كان هناك خالق غير الله لحصلت إشكالات كثير بين هذين الخالقين أو هؤلاء الخالقين. If there was more than one creator, then there would have been many conflicts between the creators themselves about what they created. ثم أين آثار أولئك الذين خلقوا؟ And then where is the signs of those other creators? لا يوجد شيء. وكما قلنا بالعقل بالنظر البسيط نصل إلى أن الله عز وجل هو خالق كل شيء. With a very simple way of thinking, we can come to the reality of that there is only one creator. يقول الله عز وجل وأيضا من القرآن أيضا نستدل على هذا بكلام ربنا عز وجل. And also we prove that by the saying of Allah تعالى, the speech of Allah تعالى as in the Quran. قال تعالى في سورة فاطر الآية 3, as Allah تعالى said in سورة فاطر آية 3, يا أيها الناس, O mankind,
اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. Remember the grace of Allah upon you. هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض؟ Is there any creator other than Allah who provides you, who provides for you from the heaven, from the sky, rain meaning rain, and from the earth, meaning the fruits and vegetables and whatever you need? لا إله إلا هو فأنا تؤفكون. There is none has the right to be worshipped but He, Allah alone. How then are you turning away from Him? فهنا الله عز وجل يبين لنا هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم؟ إن كان الخالق لا بد أن يكون رازق. ما ينفع أن الخالق يخلق ويرمي خلقه ويمشي. The creator must be the provider of sustenance. Must be the sustainer. It is not correct for a creator to create creation and leave them and go. So he must provide them sustenance and whatever they need. Where is the other providers of sustenance? هو الله وحده الذي ينزل المطر من السماء ويخرج النبات من الأرض. He Allah alone who brings the rain from heaven and gets out the agriculture from the earth. Allah alone. ليس أحد آخر. No one else but Allah alone. ويقول الله عز وجل كما في سورة المؤمنون الآية 91 آية سورة المؤمنون آية number 91 يقول الله الله تعالى says there ما اتخذ الله من ولد. No son did Allah beget. وما كان معه من إله. Nor is there any إله, any God along with him. إذن هذه الحصية لو كان هناك إله غير معه إذن لذهب كل إله بما خلق. إذن لذهب كل إله بما خلق. Then if there is other God besides him or with him, then each God would have taken away what he had created. يعني لو قلنا أن الله خلق البشر وهناك إله آخر خلق البقر. If we say that Allah تعالى created mankind and there is other God created cows or animals, let's say animals, right? من أين لكم حليب تشربون؟ Where are you going to get milk from؟ لأن ذاك الإله سيقول ممنوع أنتم ربكم الله أنا فقد خلقي وذاك الإله خلقه بقر فمن يعني يطعم هؤلاء البقر who will take care of these cows or animals who take them for يعني the grass who is the shepherd going to take them because each God will tell his creation, don't mix with those ones. نعم. وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And these gods, نعم. And some would have tried to overcome others. And these gods, some of them will try to overcome of others. يعني سيكون بينهم نزاع وحرب وقتال كل من يريد السيطرة على كل الخلق. نعم there will be a lot of fights and you know conflict between these gods. Everyone wants to have the control over the other. نعم and the creation of the other. سبحان الله عما يصفون. سبحان الله عما يصفون. Glorified is Allah above all that they attribute to him سبحانه وتعالى. إذن الله عز وجل ليس إلا هو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت المدبر المتصرف في هذا الكون كله. There is no one but Allah alone who is the creator, the sustainer, the controller of all of this universe. ولذلك لا يجوز للعباد أن يعبدوا غيره. And that's why it is not permissible for the creation to go and worship other than him. لا يجوز. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ وَالَّذِي يُعْطِي وَالَّذِي يَغْفِرُ. He's the one who created, he's the one who sustained, he's the one who given. إذا عرفنا الآن أنه لا خالق إلا الله، لا رازق إلا الله، لا محيي إلا الله، لا مميت إلا الله، لا معطي إلا الله، لا مانع إلا الله، لا ضار إلا الله، لا نافع إلا الله، وغير ذلك لا يفعله إلا الله وحده، ليس هناك إله آخر. So we come to know now there is no creator but Allah, there is no sustainer but Allah, there is no life giver but Allah, there is no one to take lives from people but Allah. There is no one who controls all this except Allah. So creation must get only one God, which is Allah. نعم. هل هناك أي شبهة أو اشتباه حول هذا؟ حول وحدانية الله؟ Is there any doubt in the unity of Allah? Sorry, in the oneness of Allah? No? خلاص clear? طيب. أنا أعلم أنكم إن شاء الله عندكم هذا واضح، لكن من باب التقرير وتقرير الأدلة، لأن ديننا لا يقوم إلا على الدليل. I know that you all, alhamdulillah, are friends with this, but only to dictate the adilla to you, because our religion is only established on the دليل. ما عندنا شيء بالهوى. We don't have anything of desire. إنما هو قال الله قال رسوله قال الصحابة ليس بالتمويه. It is only what Allah said, what His Messenger said, what the companion of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said. There is no distinction. أما بالنسبة لمحمد فهو مخلوق. Why? محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is a creation. Is a creature that Allah تعالى created. محمد بشر أو ليس بشر؟ Is محمد mankind or not mankind? من قال إن محمد ليس بشر فنقول له ماذا تعتقد محمد يكون؟ If one said محمد is not mankind, then he asks him, what do you think محمد is? إن قال جن فقد ذمه. If he said he is of the jinn, then he has cursed him and insulted him. وإذا قال ملك فإنه قد زعم أن الملائكة تأكل وتشرب وتتزوج، أن هذا حصل من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And if he says that he was an angel, then we say, if he says that he's an angel, then we say, he then claimed that the angel eat, drink, and get married. وهذا لم يحصل ولا يقوله الإنسان. And this never happened and no one can say it. نعم. إذن هو بشر. والبشر مخلوق من ماذا؟ وأليس هو من ذرية آدم؟
بشر من طين، لأنه هو بشر آدم. آدم بشر من طين، نعم. وكل البشر من الطين، ومنهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من الطين. ومنهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من الطين. So Adam was created as Allah. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, remember when you Lord say to the angels, truly I'm going to create man from clay. So Adam was created from clay. And Muhammad was from Adam, so Muhammad is created from clay as well. مَنْ بَشَرْ مُسْتَفِنَا مِنْ هَذَا. There is no any mankind exempted from that. Adam من الطين وحواء. What about if Adam from the clay? What about Eve? Huh? من الطين أو من عظم الصدر؟ من عظم الصدر. إذا ليست من الطين. Is she is Eve? Was Eve created out of clay like Adam, or she was created from the chest bone of Adam?
Flesh is still clay.
So what?
You were saying that she was clay from
the chest bone of Adam.
Right.
Okay. So was she from clay or not?
Adam was made from clay, so was she then? Because the creation of Adam was from clay.
All of these. The flesh, the skin, the veins, the hair, the bones, everything from the clay. نعم. ولذلك كيف خلق الله آدم؟ How did Allah create Adam؟ قبض قبضة من الطين. الله قبض قبضة من الطين. الله تعالى captured piece of the clay from the ear. فسواه. So Allah created him on his shape as he was. ولكنه كان موميا ممددا على الأرض بلا روح. But he was at first a mummy, has no soul, no spirit. ثم نفخ فيه من روحه. نفخ فيه من روحه. And then Allah Ta'ala blown into Adam from the soul that Allah created, the spirit that Allah created. نعم. طيب. حواء خلقت من العظم. Eve was created from the chest bone of Adam. وأيضا نحن كيف خلقنا؟ هل خلقنا من الطين؟ We have we been created out of clay? اسأل أمك. You ask your mother. لما ولدتك هل تلطخت بالطين؟ Was she يعني identified herself with clay? لا. هل كنت أنت طين؟ Were you at that time? Was you at that time a clay? Or you were at that time created of the semen, of the liquid. أو أنك خلقت من الماء الدافئ. Or you were created out of this sperm or jet sperm. نعم. So you are not created at this life from the clay itself as Adam, but originally you are from clay. And as Allah Ta'ala created Eve from the chest bone of Adam, he created all the other men and women from the sperm. Now, إذن هنا نقول بأن وكل هؤلاء لهم أب وأم. And all these creation have father and mother. ومنهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And from them is محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. من أبوه؟ هل محمد له أب؟ Was Muhammad, did Muhammad have a father? Who's his father? من أبوه؟ عبد الله ابن عبد المطلب ابن هاشم وإلى آخر السنة. So he had a father. Muhammad had a father. وقال له أم. Did he have a mother? Did he have a mother? Who was his mother? آمنة بنت وهب. آمنة بنت وهب. إذن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خلق أيضا بنفس الطريقة التي خلق بها سائر ذريه ادم. ثلاثه لم يخلقوا من الماء الدافئ. Three were not created out of the sperm. من هم؟ آدم من الطين، وحواء من الأرض، وعيسى من النفخ. So Adam from the clay, air from the chest bone, and Isa from the blown of the spirit that Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel to blow it in the upper side of her garment by the chest. And this soul went down and got into the womb of Maryam alayhi salam. Naam. Idan Adam khuliqa min at-tin. Adam bashar. Wa Muhammad min dhurriyyat Adam. Laysa faqat Muhammad, kull ar-rusul. Wa Muhammad rasul aw laysa rasul. All the messengers, as Allah Ta'ala said, as we are going to recite now. Allah Ta'ala said that all the messengers were created out of Adam alayhi salam. Naam. Right. He said all the messengers. Was Muhammad a messenger or he was not a messenger? Huh? You all agree that Muhammad was a messenger? I think you agree? Yeah? All? Of course. We always say Muhammad Rasulullah. Naam. اسمع ماذا يقول الله عز وجل عن الرسل. Listen to what Allah Ta'ala said about the messengers. قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. انظر إلى هذا التعبير القرآني. Listen to this nice wording of the Quran. وقالت لهم رسلهم, their messenger said to them, إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم. We are no more than human beings like you. هذا رسل يقولون. These are the messengers who say that. نعم. ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده. But Allah bestows His grace to whom He wills of His slaves. Underline this, to His slaves. عباده. ضع خطين تحت هذا. عباده. كل شيء غير الله عباد. Everything other than Allah are slaves. الإنس عباد. ما كان عباد. الجن عباد. جن عباد. الملائكة عباد. الأنجل عباد. الحيوانات عباد. The animals are عباد. الحشرات عباد. الإنس عباد. الماء عباد. The water عباد. الحجر عباد. The rock عباد. الشمس عباد. The sun عباد. القمر عباد. The moon عباد. النجوم عباد. The stars عباد. الهواء عباد. The air عباد. الضوء عباد. The light is عباد. والنار عباد. And the fire is عباد. هل النار عباد أم هي إله كما يعبدونها؟ Is the fire a slave of Allah or it is a god besides Allah? Some people worship the fire. تعلمون. You know, تعلمون أن بعض الناس يعبدون النار كالفرس. Like the fire, then they worship the fire. طيب هل النار عبد لله عبد من عباد الله أم أنها إله or it is a god? Is the fire a slave of Allah or a god besides Allah? Prove what you say. أثبت أن النار عبد لله. أثبت. أثبت. Proof. نحن قلنا أنا لم آتي إلى هذه البلدة لأعلمكم شيئا جديدا, أنتم تعرفون هذا كله, لكني جئت لأدربكم على الحجة بالدليل. كيف نأتي بالكلام بالدليل. I did not come to this town to teach you something new. I know that you all know this, but I came here just to train you how to speak out of the dalil. That is my claim all the time. Either with dalil or this mouth need to be shut. That's no dalil, keep quiet. We have to learn the dalil. We have to learn the dalil. لماذا نحن يجب أن نتكلم دائما بالدليل؟ لأننا نحارب أهل الأهواء، لأنهم يأتون بالأهواء لا يأتون بالدليل. Because we always fight against those people of desire, because they always give no دليل. They just use their own desires. فكيف نأتي نحن نفعل مثلهم؟ How come we come now and do like them؟ إذا لا فرق بيننا، so there is no difference between us. لنتعلم الدليل. دليل يا اخوان، احسنت بارك الله فيك. قول الله عز وجل للنار لما اوقي ابراهيم فيها، when Ibrahim was thrown into the fire that they made his people remain number of months grazing that fire, firing up, putting more fuel, more wood, more everything they have. And then they throw Ibrahim into it. جمعوا شهور وهم يجمعون الوقود لهذه النار، قوم إبراهيم. ثم ألقوه فيها. فقال الله عز وجل: فقلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. We say, oh fire, be cool and peaceful. Be cool and peace. Not only cool, لأن البرد الشديد عذاب. Because if it went very cool, then if it went very cold, then he would die of the coolness. قال قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلام. Cool but in peaceful way. Peace. فهل كانت أو لم تكن؟ Did the fire change or it did not? It did. لأن إبراهيم خرج بعد ذلك ماشيا ولم يمسه شيء. Because Ibrahim, it did, because Ibrahim came out of it. He wasn't drawn. He wasn't burned. Ibrahim لم يحترق Ibrahim في تلك النار. فهذا يدل على أن النار كانت بردا وسلاما. وهل طفئت تلك النار؟ هل انطفأت لما أمرها الله؟ لا، لم تنطفئ. Was the fire put off when Allah Ta'ala commanded it to be cool and peace? No. A continued flaming. So the kuffar, seeing that Ibrahim is behind the flame, inside it. Huh? The kuffar كان ينظرون إبراهيم داخل النار. ثم بعد وقت خرج إبراهيم يمشي. In a while, Ibrahim came out walking. وهذه معجزة الله عز وجل أعطاها لإبراهيم على قومه. And this is a miracle that Allah Ta'ala supported Ibrahim with against his people. دليل آخر أن النار مخلوقة. Who can give us another دليل that the fire is created? يقول الله عز وجل، الله تعالى says كما في سورة الواقعة: أفرأيتم النار التي تورون، يعني تشعلون، تستخدمونها لطبخكم وتدفئتكم. ها؟ See this fire that you flame when you need to cook or to warm up your bodies and houses. أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون. Are you the ones who created the tree that gives you fire, or we are the one who created it? لأن تعلمون في العصور الأولى قبل أن يكتشفوا الغاز والبترول كانوا يشعلون بماذا؟ الشجر، ليس أي شجر يشعل. Before they invented oil, people used to use fire. Where from they get the fire? No butane gas, no fuel, no kerosene. No. From where they get the fire? From the tree. And not every tree, not every tree can give you fire. هناك شجر نوع محدد من الشجر وهو أخضر تشعله ويشتعل. تأتي بحجرين وتضرب للشراب فيشتعل كأن فيه الغاز. There is a certain type of tree that Allah guided mankind to. When it is green, you cut and you bring two axes and you scratch between them, it sparks. Then that tree immediately flame, like if it is dry and there is kerosene on it. While any other tree, if you take from this tree now, green tree, and try to fire with the flame, it does not go on. Because it is wet of water, moisture. That one is green too, but Allah Ta'ala made it to be the one that can catch fire. نعم. إذن هذا أيضا من الأدلة. قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم. Their messengers say to them, we are no more than human beings like you. ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده. But Allah bestows His grace to whom He will of His grace. وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله. And it is not ours to bring you an authority or proof except by the permission of Allah. وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. And in Allah alone, let the believers put their trust. إذن الرسل بشر. So the messengers and human beings. نعم. ومحمد كما قلنا أنه رسول. As we said that Muhammad is a messenger, so he is one of them. So he is a human being, mankind. ويؤكد ذلك ما جاء في سورة الكهف كما قلنا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم. And what proves that is what been revealed in Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 110, say, O Muhammad, I am only a man like you. So, إذن هو بشر. البشر يكون لهم آباء وأمهات. Mankind have fathers and mothers. نعم. فإذا مات آباؤهم وهم أطفال يقال عنهم أيتام، واحدهم يتيم. So when their fathers die, when they are still before age of maturity, still children, they are called orphans. نعم. نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يتيما. Our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was an orphan. وهل اليتيم ضعيف أم ليس ضعيف؟ Is the orphan weak or not weak? ضعيف. ولذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح أحرج عليكم حق الضعيفين اليتيم والأرملة. I warn you against the rights of the two weak, of the two weak creations, the orphan and the widow, widow woman. Now, they are known as them du'afa because they both are weak. يحتاجون إلى عناية ورعاية. They need for care and support. الله تعالى ماذا يقول في سورة الضحى؟ ورى الله تعالى سيد في سورة الضحى والضحى يقسم بالضحى وهو من الأوقات. الله تعالى سيرى شوي by the early hours of the day الضحى وهو من الإشراق إلى الزوال from the sunrise when it rises above the height and the buildings or mountains about one arm length up until the zenith time when the yani when the sun is at the middle of the heavens, that is called zenith time. والضحى والليل إذا سجى, and with the night, is Allah Ta'ala is showing with the night when it covers with darkness, when it covers with darkness, when it covers with darkness. الآن ترى الدنيا جميلة في النهار وكذا. You see now the world is beautiful in the day. لكن يأتي الليل يغطي هذا كما تغطي جسدك بالغطاء على الفراش. But the night comes to cover all this beautiful world as you cover your body when you go to sleep with the blanket. نعم هكذا الليل فعل. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك, انظر ربك, ما ودعك ربك وما قلى. لم يودعك بمعنى أنه لم يعني يقوم على شأنك ولا يهجرك, قال يعني هجر ولم يهجرك. الله تعالى says your Lord has not forsaken you nor has he become displeased, meaning with you or abandon you. هذا معنى قال بالصح أبنني, لأن قال بمعنى هجر, قال بمعنى هجر. قال سبحانه وتعالى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى. And surely what comes after, meaning after resurrection, that is the آخرة, after resurrection, is better for you than that which has gone before, meaning this world, this life world. نعم. ثم قال ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى, ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. Did he and soon will your Lord give you, give you what? Give you the pleasure, the blessing, the Jannah, and the highest part of the Jannah, فَتَرْضَى, so that you shall be well pleased. ثُمَّ قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا. انظر إلى هذا التعبير, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فآوى. Did he not find you an orphan and give you shelter? كيف مات أبوه وهو في بطن أمه, his father passed away when he was just a baby in the womb of his mother. ولد فأكفله جده عبد المطلب. So when he was born, immediately his grandfather عبد المطلب sponsored him. فلما مات عبد المطلب كفله عمه أبو طالب. And when his grandfather عبد المطلب passed away, his uncle أبو طالب sponsored him. وهذا بتسخير الله, and this is by the will of Allah عز وجل. قال ووجدك ضالا فهدى, and find you lost, lost, يعني ضالا بين العباد. ليس ضالا بمعنى الضلال أنه كان يعبد غير الله. It does not mean, ضال here does not mean يعني one who used to worship other than Allah or to do wrong or لا. هذا ما فعله النبي قط منذ ولد. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم never did that since he was born. Nor any other prophet. ولا يوجد أي نبي يكون يعني عبد غير الله. نعم، لكنه وجده ضالا بين الناس، ضال مفقود ما أحد يلتفت له. He found him unrecognized by men because he's little orphan. نعم، وهذا يعني ما حدث له في قصة الإرضاع. And this means what happened to him in the incident of breastfeeding. فإن نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم لما جاء كان من عادة قريش the habit of قريش was أنه عندما يعني تلد النساء يأتي مرضعات من البوادي فيأخذ هؤلاء الغلمان مقابل أجر إلى قراهم يرضعونهم ويعيشون في الجو النظيف. So it was the habit that people of Quraysh, because Quraysh living in Mecca, and Mecca is a place where people come from every corner of the world, so, and they might bring with them a lot of illnesses that the children can catch. So they use, whenever a woman gives birth of any child, the people of the villages who are very poor, they come and afford their services. Nursing this baby and breastfeeding him for some money that the people of Mecca give. Now, لما جاءت المرضعات لما ولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاءت المرضعات when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was born and the women who يعني usually do these duties nursing and breastfeeding they came. When they came أباء هؤلاء الأطفال كانوا يعرضون الأموال فكل واحدة تأخذ طفل من أولئك إلا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وجد من يدفع لهم. The fathers of those newborn babies in Mecca paid those women, let's call them nurses, now paid them money. Except for Muhammad, no one paid him nothing, paid for him nothing. Because he was an orphan. And this is the meaning of وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا. And this is هذا معنى وَجَدَكَ ضَالًا. ليس ضَالًا من الضلال يعني العقدي والفكري والأخلاقي لا، وإنما ضَالًا بين العباد. So it does not mean that he was misguided by the meaning that he had some kind of you know deviation in his belief or thinking or acting la, but he was not cared by people. Although his grandfather Abdul Muttalib is most of them, but لكن عبد المطلب ما كان عنده يعني فيما يبدو المال الكافي لأن كان له ولد كثير. It says that Abdul Muttalib did not used to have enough money because he has a lot of children. فإن عبد الله والد محمد كان عاشر عشرة من أبنائه. Because عبد الله the father of محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم was the tenth boy of the tenth son of عبد المطلب. فله لا عبد الله كان عاشر أبناء عبد المطلب. فكان هناك مسؤولية مالية كبيرة على عبد المطلب. So there was a big financial responsibility on the shoulder of Abdul Muttalib. نعم، وكان قد أنفق مئات الإبل من أجل أن يصل يعني أن يولد عبد الله على عقيدتهم الباطلة. On their old false belief, he Abdul Muttalib spent hundreds of heads of camels for that Abdullah be born. نعم، المهم أن النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو مولود رضيع المرضعات ما أخذنهم. Those nurses did not take him. لأنه كان فقير, because he was poor. ولا أحد عرض أن يقدم له الدعم المالي, and no one offered to sponsor him financially. ولا حليم السعدية لم تجد طفلا تأخذه. حليم السعدية did not find any child to take him for nursing. فقالت, قالوا لا, لا يوجد إلا هذا وهذا فقير. They said to her, there is no any baby left except this one, he is very poor. فقالت لعلي نأخذه لعل الله يكرمنا به. She said, let us take him, maybe Allah تعالى يعني bless us for him for doing that. فأخذته فحصل لها الخير. She took him and Allah تعالى blessed him. Blessed. إذا هذا معنى وجدك ضالا فهدى, ليس معناه من ضلال الفكر والعقيدة والأخلاق. So there is not a يعني deviation of belief or thinking or character. لا, وقد كان أفضل الناس في هذا الوقت حتى قبل النبوة. Although he was the best of all mankind even before the prophethood. صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يدعى الأمين. He used to be called الأمين, the trustworthy, الصادق, the honest. كان يخرج إلى غار حراء يتحنث يعبد الله, ما يعرف يعني إله لكن يعبد الواحد, ويعرف أنه لا بد أن يكون هناك إله واحد. He used to go to غار حراء, the cave of Hira, and worship the only one Lord. Because he did not know يعني, Allah exactly يعني, like that, but he knew that there is only one true God. Cannot be more than that. So he used to go there and call him, guide me, oh my Lord. He did not receive any revelation yet. نعم. لم يزني, he did not fornicate. لم يشرب الخمر, he never drank خمر. لم يقامر, he never gambled. لم يلعب الميسر, never practice the lottery. كل هذا كان موجود في مكة. All this was there in مكة. لم يجلس إلى الغواني والقينات, يعني الراقصات والمغنيات. He never sat to the woman, single woman, or even any singers. ولكنه كان يعبد ربه. But he used to worship his Lord. قال ووجدك عائلا فأغنى. فقير, عائل يعني فقير. العائل معناه الفقير. And here Allah تعالى said, and find you in want and make you to be free from want. He found you poor in want and make you to be free from want, meaning sufficient. It does not mean rich, but it means that you find your life good enough with whatever Allah Ta'ala gave you. So he was very pleased with what Allah Ta'ala gave you. ثم قال له, and then Allah تعالى said to him, فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر. So أنت كنت يتيم وأنعم الله عليك, فلا تقهر اليتيم. Then Allah تعالى said to him, therefore as for the orphan, do not oppress him. Why? Because you were orphan and Allah تعالى blessed you. So do not oppress the orphans. وأما السائل فلا تنهر. الذي يطلب يقول أعطيني ما قال, لا تنهر, وإن كان عندك شيء تعطيه وإلا قل له كلمة طيبة. لا تنهر. الله تعالى said to him, I'm